And from time to time, we welcome guests into our studio, and we're welcoming for the first time on this program, Quincy School Committee Woman Emily Lebo to chat about the extraordinary circumstances, Emily, that are facing the public schools here in Quincy and really across the country. So good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning, Joe. I know it's really amazing what's happened in how quickly our districts have responded to be able to get materials into the kids' hands. I think it's been an incredible lesson in what we can do as a community and what we must be able to do and how resilient we must be.
Yeah, as of this taping, conversation, Quincy Public Schools and schools across Massachusetts are closed through April 6th. That may change. We don't know yet. But in the meantime, we thought, let's give some parents and kids, too, some resources to, you know, maintain their studies at least as much as possible.
Right. Yeah. So the Department of Education has been pretty clear on their directive around this. They want districts to provide alternative remote enrichment activities and materials, but they don't want them to be assessing it. So they don't want any students' grades to be affected by the work that's done now. They don't want there's no punishment if you can't do it, because obviously every home is different. Every home has different resources,
right.
You know, and so every kid doesn't have the same opportunity. But the district has been very, very, very careful in providing lots of opportunities. And in particular, if you pick up a lunch, or even if you don't pick up a lunch, you can go by and pick up a learning packet
mm-hmm.
by your grade.
Okay.
So they have great packets that they've made up, and they're ready to distribute for kids who don't have access to other materials.
Oh, all right. And those are being distributed at both Quincy and North Quincy High Schools, as well as the Snug Harbor and Lincoln Hancock
right.
11 to noon 11 every
to
day.
Noon, every day, yep.
Okay.
So they can pick up lunch and they can pick up breakfast for the next day at the same
time.
Oh,
okay, good.
So they get two meals a day there, but more important, well, just as importantly, they get the packets.
Yeah, and what are the packets, Emily? What do those entail?
So the packets are really, it's wonderful because we have so many resources in the district already. A lot of the curriculum that we purchase has enrichment materials with it, online enrichment materials.
Okay.
And so they print out those things. So there's, you know, there are games, there are word searchers,
mm-hmm.
there are, depending upon the age level.
Grade specific,
right? Very grade specific.
Okay.
I think it's pre-K through one, and then it goes up by grade. And also, every student in Quincy has an Aspen account. So Aspen is our student information system.
Okay.
And so they can communicate continuously by way of Aspen also.
Oh, okay.
So all of the students have them. They may not know their account, but the district is willing to talk to anybody and give them their account number.
Right.
Because some people, the younger kids don't use them that much.
Sure.
The middle school kids and the high school kids know their Aspen account.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do, yeah.
They're on them all the time.
So.
And then the district also has put on its website an incredible, not only the learning materials that are being distributed, but also a list of online resources that are really incredible.
Okay.
And I think what's really important is that, have you heard of the phenomenon called Summer Slide?
Summer Slide, no.
So Summer Slide is researched and documented that kids who don't have learning experiences over the summer actually lose ground.
Oh, okay.
So they actually lose reading ability and some other academic skills if they don't have opportunities to participate in that stuff. Yeah.
So if you're, say, you're in sixth grade and then you go on summer break and you come back, if you don't do something,
if
you're
you
back to fifth grade levels?
You could lose some speed with that.
Really?
And it's documented.
Okay.
So this could be an enormous summer slide.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're starting pretty early. And so I think they really want to keep kids actively learning and engaged with learning.
Sure.
Even though they're not going to be assessing it or grading students based on it or promoting students based on it.
Right.
Or punishing students who don't do it. There'll be none of that.
Okay.
But they just want to make sure kids are engaged, because it's a known phenomenon, and it could have a big, and depending upon your circumstances,
right.
You know. And right now, I think lots of kids are in the exact same boat, because no one's getting much more stimulation than anybody else.
Right.
No one's going to museums.
No,
or
right.
Walks in the park. Well, walks in the park are still
available.
That's
about
it. That's about it.
That is about it, right.
But they're not getting the other stuff that they might be getting.
Yeah.
So it's really important for parents to understand that and to engage kids in those things that will help.
Yeah. Some of the institutions you mentioned, we should point out, also do have online resources available, like the Boston Children's Museum, I know, and right here in Quincy, the Thomas Crane Public Library.
Right.
You know, folks should explore those as
well. A lot of the museums have a virtual, and so does the aquarium.
Oh, do they?
I saw something on the aquarium. Penguins were walking around. It was pretty cool.
All right. Cool. So there's that, too.
They're trying to keep people engaged in all the cultural stuff that goes on, and that's helpful. But again, you have to have devices and access. And everybody doesn't have equal access. I think that's one of the things we really are concerned about on the school committee.
Yeah.
Because you might have three kids and one laptop.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's so true. Yeah, or, you know, no internet access at all in some cases.
Well, right now, I guess, I'm not sure how it works, but Xfinity is offering it free right now.
Yeah, I think I saw that as well.
I don't know how you would get it if you didn't already have it.
Right, yeah.
not sure how
it's worth exploring, though, if folks don't have it. And we should point out, too, that the offices of the public schools are still staffed. That,
absolutely.
You know, the administrator is still there to answer questions by phone as well.
Right. Yeah. And so is the Department of Education.
Okay.
I know that the commissioner has given his personal cell phone out to every superintendent
in
the district. And I know that Quincy's been in touch with the associate commissioner, Russell Johnson, repeatedly to make sure they're getting this stuff right.
Okay.
You know, and make sure that they're handling the way they should be.
Yeah.
And the communication has been great from the Department of Education, and I think it's been great out of Quincy Public Schools, too. I talked to them yesterday again and told them how proud I was of the work that they've done, especially on that website of getting stuff out. Even kids who have questions around advanced placement courses, which is a concern.
Yeah.
You know, kids are in three-quarters way through their advanced placement courses, and we still don't know if they're going to be tested.
Right.
The College Board hasn't come up with that. And if school is extended, you know, they've never tested without being proctored.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't, there are some.
So how valid would those scores be then, you know?
Yeah. Well, there are some ways I guess it can be done, but it's a big setup. I know some professional organizations test remotely, but it's a big deal the way you do it. So I don't know whether you have to. I don't know.
Yeah. And the MCAS exams have not happened, right? Those were delayed as well.
Yeah. And that's going to take probably a federal and a state legislation to move on that and say it's not necessary, because that's actually how we respond to the federal law is through the MCAS.
Yes.
You know? So it's going to take a lot of legislation to get that excused. But it's a whole country thing at this point.
It's really unprecedented,
you
know.
It is unprecedented. We have that other really wonderful opportunity that I hope stays a wonderful opportunity, the Student Opportunity Act.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
Quincy was in line to get a large windfall of money to address certain populations and some gaps that we have in learning in certain populations.
Yeah.
And we were just at the beginning of reaching out to the whole community and getting input from parents and stakeholders about what that community needs most to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And those were all canceled. So,
oh, okay.
Because you had to cancel everything. So that is due April 1st. And there's no way.
No. I think it's at least $1 million, I think.
3.6 for Quincy in money that we can use for education and some other funds for money that we can use for other things.
Wow. So for parents right now, Emily, who are you trying to keep their kids engaged one way or another, you know, I mean, you've spent your entire professional life in public education, certainly. So I'm sure you have some information, tips and advice for folks.
Well, the main thing, I think, is to have a schedule. I think it's really, really important. And I think the superintendent's going to put some sample schedules on the website today.
Okay.
Just so, you know, if you have a kindergartner, what types of activities might you do and what should you be doing? You know, there should be some independent reading every single day. Most kids should be doing independent reading. There should be you reading to the little kids every single day.
Okay.
So maybe some art activities, certainly some physical activities. And so I think that you need to have a schedule. I think the worst thing is to have kids in their pajamas at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. A routine, right, is so
just
critical.
A routine.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, good for the high school kids if they don't have to get up at 6:30.
That's right.
But they should be up by 8. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They should be up and moving around at 8 o'clock anyway.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, everybody up and dressed anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I said that to a family I was talking to. I said, yeah, make your bed, get dressed every day. Tell them to make their bed and get dressed every day. I said it to my daughter-in-law, and she said, they've never made their beds.
Well,
good time to start.
Talk about life lessons, you know, there's an education right there.
Good time to start.
Yeah.
Make your bed every single morning.
This is, you know, it's going to be challenging for parents, too. They're, in a way, going back to school just to learn how to deal with this with their children.
Yeah, and I've heard some experts. There was a great guy from Boston College on TV yesterday who said, you don't have to be the math expert. You have skills. You know, share your skills with your kids.
That's right.
Also vocabulary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be the math expert. Don't worry about that.
Right.
You know, they'll give the packets will allow the kids to advance or to just reinforce what they know.
Okay.
And you shouldn't worry about teaching skills. Nobody should be worried about teaching skills. I think, again, the advanced placement kids have a different issue, but that's supposed to be more independent study.
Right,
they've
been doing it already.
Course,
yeah.
If you take that course, you're supposed to know how to independent study.
You've already learned that, right?
You've
learned how to study.
If you can do that, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many resources for those courses online. I know students who have taken the test who've never taken the course.
Oh, really?
Who have just done all the online work.
Yeah. And how did they do?
And very well.
Wow.
You know, very motivated.
Yes.
But it can be done.
Yes. You know? Well, they've always said school is what you make it. You know, the resources are there. It's how you utilize them, you know, to your best interests.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably true. You know, there's certainly the main source of resources is the teachers and the staff. And then there's the materials that go with that. And it's all there.
Yeah. And it's the family home, too.
Yes.
It's family. It's definitely a partnership.
Sure.
Education is definitely a partnership between all of those people and the community.
Yeah.
You know, things like this. Quincy does great stuff of getting information to the community, I think. It really is. It's a great place to be, to feel safe and nurtured, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the superintendent talks about wraparound services all the time.
Yes,
say that about the city all the time, too.
Yeah.
We have some of the best wraparound services.
I was so curious to hear the superintendent talk about the public schools reaching out to seniors after they graduate, even to help them in their first year of college, perhaps, or first year of military, or first year of work, or whatever they happen to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, that did not exist in my lifetime.
That's another phenomenon that they've discovered, and I can't remember what the word for it is. It's not summer slide, but it's summer something.
Yeah.
That kids who think they know where they're going in June,
yeah,
a lot of them don't wind up there.
Oh.
So, you know, we have exit polls, and they tell us exactly where they're going. They know, and they think they're going
there.
Sure. But something changes in September, and they're not there.
Okay.
And so we actually did, the state did a study, and they showed us, out of the kids who we thought, and I don't have the numbers with me, but it's pretty significant. Out of the kids who we thought were going someplace, how many of them actually went, and how many actually completed a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of drop-off.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been talking about that, maybe using some of the SOA money, though I'm not sure you could, to go pull those kids back in, maybe get some of them involved in vocational experiences.
Oh, okay.
During the evening or something,
yes,
so that they could maybe head towards a skill if they weren't doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Get them into Quincy College, if nothing else, because Quincy College is wonderful.
Mm.
It's here. It's closer for them. You know, kids might have thought that they were going to go someplace and then couldn't get there for one reason or another.
Right.
So we are looking at that as one of our goals, is to look at that population.
Interesting. Too. Okay, and there already is, I think, a partnership between the public schools and Quincy College where seniors can start to earn credit while they're still in high school.
Oh, way before senior year.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're doing dual enrollment, a lot of dual enrollment, which is great.
Yeah.
Really great.
Of course, Quincy College is closed right now as well, but their online classes continue.
We just redid the homework policy. Well, it's supposed to have been voted on, but the school committee meeting was canceled.
Yeah.
But we did a lot of work on the homework policy, and we said, you know, one of the things we're not going to talk about is how much homework kids in AP or dual enrollment need. Because if you make that choice, then you have to be prepared to take on that workload. Because it is, dual enrollment is college, it's a college curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And the assessments have to be the same as the college on those courses.
All right, yeah. You know, we keep talking about the website, we haven't given it out, it's just simply quincypublicschools.com.
Yeah, it is really wonderful.
Yeah.
We have it here, I think.
It's brand new, up and running not too long ago, actually. And we had the vice chair of the school committee, Anthony Andronico, and not too long ago to talk about
it. He did a great job.
He did.
Do this?
Yeah. Oh, we'll get that up and running for you. But I wanted to ask you, what is, you know, I did look at the website earlier, and it mentioned go to Google Classroom. So what is Google Classroom?
So Google Classroom is phenomenal, but you have to have a Google account, which everybody in Quincy Public Schools can have.
Okay.
But they have to set you up for it.
Oh, all right.
And then when you see on the bottom of the website here, I'm sorry, I'm so used to
a tablet. No, that's quite all right, yeah. Oh, I would have had that set up for you had I known.
That's okay.
People can call the school administration office.
Yeah,
and
IT
get
department is in full force.
Yeah, and get that set
and
up.
And they're setting up people's Google accounts. And then if you look at the, are we on the thing here? Yeah, we are. Is this the corner button? Yep, yes. That's for all the links, I guess.
Yeah, that's just the home page there that we have set up for you to look at.
Here's that's not the Google Classroom, so let me go back here.
But they'll be able to set you up over the phone. 984-8700, by the way, is the phone number to the main administration building at the Quincy Public Schools.
And I know they're all in there, so.
Right. They are able to help for sure. And that actually was just put up on the website as of yesterday. So folks should continue to check that because I know it's continually updated as well.
Yeah, I don't see the link for that particular thing, though.
Well, that's all right. It's
on here.
It is there. Folks go looking for it.
It's a great, follow this link. There it is right there.
Okay, very good.
Follow this link for educational learning.
And it will take you right to it.
Sure.
And I know it's set up by grade level, too.
It is.
So, yeah.
It is. And then even at the high schools, it's set up by course.
Oh, all right.
So at the high school ones, they'll have to say if you're in advanced Algebra 1, this is what you should be doing to stay up to date.
Okay.
If you're in geometry standard or college prep is what they call it, this is what you should be doing. So it's very specific. And they actually are recommending that some of the high school kids start their summer reading now because it'll be ready for them for the fall. But these are books that they have to have to move on to the next level.
Okay.
So
Okay.
So they're asking them to do that. They still have plenty of time to do it, and they're not going to be assessed.
Okay.
But,
all right. So
it's a suggestion, but it's a good suggestion. And
really, a lot of this is asking kids to grow up pretty quick and take responsibility for their own education.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of cases.
I know, because there's still a social aspect that they're missing out
true.
On, and that's that. Well, I just signed up with Zoom. Have
mm-hmm.
you done Zoom yet?
I have not, but I'm familiar with
so
it.
So I think that we're going to have like a little dinner party with my kids and their and my husband one night this weekend with us all on Zoom. So
yeah.
You know, you see each other on the thing. We'll all be eating dinner at different
right.
places.
But there is at least the visual part of it.
There is, yeah. You know, and you can joke with each other and have fun with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so and I think that's important is to keep a bit of levity during this time, you
it
know,
is.
As well to get
it
through
is.
It. For high school seniors, Emily, you know, some special advice for them. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of uncertainty right now in terms of are we going to graduate? Are we going to get our diplomas? Are they going to be valid for the colleges that we've already been accepted to? You know, it's all
so
up in the air
yeah,
right now.
It is up in the
yeah.
air. We just don't know how long this is going to continue
I know.
For. You know, and you feel so bad for those kids who have been preparing for this for 13 years, some of them, you know, in the Quincy Public Schools, and this is the culmination of all their work, and we'll still celebrate them somehow,
yeah.
for sure. And hopefully it'll be at graduation, but they will, their grade point average is not going to be affected by anything that happens between now and the time we open.
Okay.
The school year is not going to be extended beyond June 23rd.
Right.
That's the last
regardless.
Year. Regardless.
Yeah.
The state has excused that,
yeah.
so that's one of the reasons why they can't count that work, because it's not counting towards the time on learning,
yeah.
which is understandable. For the seniors, you know, I really feel bad for the kids like on the robotics team or the kids
yeah.
in the athletic programs who have been working for this stuff all these years,
right.
you know,
yeah.
This should, and it is their time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
It really is their time to shine. So we'll have to find a way to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
The colleges are going to be, everybody's going to be in the same boat.
Yes.
So
yeah.
the SATs were pretty much canceled.
Mm-hmm.
There's no AP test scheduled. So
right.
everybody's in the same boat about that. And I think that the GPAs will not be affected.
Okay.
People's class ranks will not be affected. You know, I know kids who are taking two AP courses want to make sure they get the weighted credit because it matters a lot to those kids, you know, who comes in as top of the class. It really does matter a lot. So they'll figure that out, too.
Yeah, okay.
And make sure that nobody is penalized about something that none of us had any control over.
No control, yeah. And the superintendent has already said the community service requirements will be suspended, of course. Although this is a good time if older kids are able to maybe help out their friends and neighbors, you know,
yeah.
if necessary,
as
sure.
As long as they stay
6 feet apart. That's right, exactly,
yeah.
which we're trying to maintain here
yeah,
in our studio.
You're doing a very good job of it, too. A place yeah. was clean as a whistle when I came in,
absolutely.
So I felt pretty safe.
Good. we strive for that, for
yeah.
sure. Anything else you'd like to add before we...
No, I just think that it's a great chance to, you know, I mean, there's only so much bonding you really want to do, but it is a great chance
yeah.
to bond as a family.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen my own kids walking around the city with their kids riding bikes and,
mm-hmm.
you know, going from place to place and just staying together as a family and moving outside. And it's just, you know, people playing risk games that go on, or Monopoly games that go on for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
You know, it's the kind of thing that's probably I did as a kid
yep.
anyway, because
yep.
we didn't have so many other distractions. And I think it's really important. I think it's really important for kids not to be online too long.
Yeah.
You know, half an hour at a time.
Okay.
Is the most. And they should be moving their eyes around at different distances and making sure and not doing it as they approach bedtime.
Mm.
Because that's one of the things that will throw off their schedule if they can't sleep at night.
Yep.
Then they won't be getting up in the morning.
Okay.
When we
all
want
right.
them all up and dressed.
Yeah.
So I think the online stuff, as important as it is, it has to be balanced.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe, you know, I mean, something as simple as writing out a schedule and sticking it on the refrigerator.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
But I think, like, as I said, the superintendent's going to have that on the website today, some sample schedules that
okay.
he's working with the educators with to see what would look best. They have things like Box, which is... it's electronic. It's a movement system that they put in place.
So
the kids know what to do.
Okay.
They've been doing Box at home, so they can say you can do Box for 20 minutes in the morning. And so they can take breaks like that. You know, have a snack.
Mm-hmm. Take the dog for a walk or something.
Take the dog for a walk. You definitely try to get outside if you can.
Yeah. yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there walking
yes.
in the neighborhoods.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there walking.
Well, fortunately, and there, you know, we have Faxon Field now with a nice
yeah.
walking track there as
yeah.
well. For, you know,
yeah.
it's safe, it's enclosed. Folks can use that. So there are some
yeah.
facilities available.
One
too.
Of my neighbors just put up a swing in his backyard. I said, "Oh, how come you did that?" He said, "The playground's closed."
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
I said I walked the kids down the playground yesterday and it's closed. I said, oh, good point. It should be.
Yeah, at the moment at least. Yeah, unfortunately. QuincyPublicSchools.com, again, is the main website. 617-984-8700 is the main telephone number to reach the public schools. And, Emily, for folks maybe who want to reach out to you through your email,
sure,
perhaps?
Oh, sure, my email, QuincyPublicSchools, elebo@thequincypublicschools.org.
.org. Yeah, I think it's .com, actually.
I think it's .com,
yeah,
too.
It
I
is
think
.com.
It's .com, yeah.
Okay.
No, anything? I'd be happy to take any questions or comments from folks.
Great. Anything else?
No.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
Thank you.
The opportunity. You're welcome. Hope it helps get folks through this time.
I hope so.